Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now where the message is already in progress. What's up, Jacksonville? This is Poetess Black Jewel, and I am here to share some exciting news about what's going on at Truth and Love Ministries, located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Now listen, we want you to save the date, Saturday, May 11th, 2019, for the official launch of Her Story, an empowering women's organization founded by our very own Pastor Camilla Nesbitt. The event will be held at Friday Musicale, located at 645 Oak Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. VIP admission includes dinner and a show. That's right, a show. Prepare to laugh, prepare to cry, prepare to be enlightened, prepare to be inspired, prepare to be empowered, prepare to change. As we debut a powerful and moving stage play titled Her Story, Breaking the Cycle. VIP dinner will be served at 6 p.m. Tickets are $45. General admission and show only is $35. Showtime is 7 p.m. Seating is limited. Tickets are on sale now. Visit us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax or email herstory.til@gmail.com to purchase. You don't want to miss this exciting event, so ladies, grab your girls. Fellas, grab your wife, your daughter, your sister, or that special lady in your life and bring her to Her Story for dinner and a show. This is even a great gift for Mother's Day. Stay in the know for more important updates. Subscribe to Her Story. Simply text Her Story as one word with no special characters to 904-245-1089. Get connected, stay connected. Her Story, Breaking the Cycle, Saturday, May 11th, 2019 at 6 p.m. Save the date. This is a Her Story and In His Image production.
Got to come find you. You're in a fetal position crying because somebody didn't compliment you on your outfit. Can I tell you, I cannot compare myself with people or look for somebody to endorse me or embrace me, but no, I got to give God praise no matter where, no matter where I am. Let me hurry. Get them later. I'm going to hurry. Look, this is what signs, some signs of maturity. So let me ask you this. Did you mature this year? I don't know. Did you? No fruit, no abiding. If you have no fruit, you haven't been in his presence. If you haven't developed any, it's not on him. It's on my intentionality to be with him. But I know you ain't had a whole lot of time this year. I know you're working. I know you're in school. I know you got kids. I know your husband is another kid. You got your spouse. You got all this stuff. Got all this stuff going on. All this stuff that you got to do. But can I tell you that people, give them a quote about people in time. You got the blitz. I'm going on past. I had seven of them, but I'm going on past. What we love to do, we find time to do. Ain't nobody said nothing. Anybody said nothing. That's okay. What we love to do. Amen. Say that. See, I am. I'm just trying to think of the right way to say it. Yeah, let me see. It don't look like too many of us missing too many meals. We find time to eat. We find time to go to the mall. Find time to watch television. Have time to keep up with our teams. Have time to keep up with our friends, family time, all this other stuff, and all that stuff is good. But when it comes to the things of God, have I found time for Him? I know I wasn't going to get no amens. That's why I tried to process. I know y'all was going to look at me like that, but I'm fine. I'm okay. I promise you I'm good. I'm like Jerome. I'm going to be all right. Let me tell you, because what did you do this year? Did you work on your credit? You don't got to answer. Just listen. Did you work on your credit? Did you try to get some debt down? Okay. Forget what you do in the natural. We've had over 200 worship experiences this year. How many have you been in? Oh, we'll jump on it. Yeah, I got my debt down. But then you, oh God of praise, you got the debt down. But where, as it relates to your attendance, as it relates to what God is doing in the house of God, and as it relates to what God requires of you, God has given us 12 months this year. God has given us 52 weeks this year. God has given us 365 days. God has given us 8,760 hours. God has given us 525,600 minutes. God has given us 31,360,36,000 seconds. What have you done this year? God is saying, I'm looking for your production. I'm not just wanting you to have your name on the roll, but I want you to be more than what you were. I want you to get to the point to where you'll look back at 2018 and you'll say, I did the very best I can to do what it is that God have called me to do. I don't know about you, but I don't got time to waste no year. I don't got time to waste no months. I don't got time to waste no weeks. I don't got time to waste no days, no seconds, no minute. But I want to do and become everything that God want me to be. I want to mature, and because I want to mature, I'll lay down some things that are close to me. I'll get away from some things that I want to do. I'll forego and forfeit some things that's going to help me or increase me so I can be in God's presence to be everything He wants me. Let me go. Thirdly, we see the purpose of the tree. Look, we see the purpose. See the purpose of the fig tree. It's in verse 7. He said to the vine dresser, look, for these 3 years, now I have come seeking fruit. Not a trick question. Not a trick question. Why do you think he was seeking fruit? Because it was supposed to have fruit. Why do you think he was looking for fruit? Because the whole purpose of the tree being in existence is to bear fruit. The whole reason why you're here is to bear fruit. I know we do a whole lot of other stuff and we enjoy a whole lot of other things. I do as well. But my ultimate purpose in life is for me to bear fruit. And Jesus, the owner, God came and said, look what he says. I came here three years. Now fig tree. Wouldn't even produce fruit in between the first 3 and 5 years. So patience was already built into the process. So the owner knew, I'm not going to get no fruit for at least 5 years. I'm not going to get anything for at least 5 years. Now it's 5 plus 3, 6, 7, 8 years. This tree has been in the ground, still no fruit. You've been saved for 8 years. You still cussing. Still lying. Still sleeping with other folks' spouse. Been saved for 8 years talking about we fall down, but we get up. But the saint is just a sinner who fall down and get up.
No. That guy told me, the judge, when my license was suspended, that guy told me I went before the judge and went to jail. I went all that kind of stuff. I mean, years ago. I mean, come on, y'all, years ago. And I'm that's when I met Lady C. I was Paul, Peter, and Paul. And come on, I was walking. Because that brother told, you know why I started walking? I parked my truck, my 1988 Chevy S10 pickup truck. I parked that bad boy. And I said, I'm not going to drive anymore. Because he said, if you come before me one more time, son, you're gonna get 5 years. And I looked at how little I am, and I looked at how big them other guys are. I said, No. I believe I'll walk from here on, from here. He said, you are, here it is. He said, you are a habitual offender. You HO. You can't turn a habitual offender into a housewife. They won't act right. He said, you are a habitual offender. He said, what's wrong? What? Habitual offender. What? And then it's called an HO, right? Habitual offender. I said, did you? All right, anyway, listen. So my point is, the things that we're doing, I'm comical a little bit because I'm trying to put this medicine in some juice for you to be able to drink it. Listen. Because habitual offender is just, you know what's wrong. You've been saved long enough, and you keep on doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. Look what the owner says. Verse 7, I'm gone. Verse 7 says, cut it off. It's been at least 8 years. Still no fruit. Still no consistency. You've been saved 8 years. Still got to twist your arm and 44 fake you to give a dime out of every dollar. Been saved 25, 30 years and still mean as a junkyard dog. Know the book from cover to cover. Can preach like Paul and sing like Silas. But God said, because there's no fruit, he said, cut it down. He said, cut it down. I'm looking for somebody in here that understands the gravity of the message. This is not Pastor Kobe. This is Jesus saying, if you are just going to be here, just to be here, he said, you, why are you just using up the ground? Cut it off. Why is Jesus talking so harsh? Because he's responding to the times. Look at Luke 13:1. It says there was some present at that very time who told him of the Galileans who blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifice. Pilate killed some folk for no reason. A senseless murder like Columbine. A senseless murder like 9/11. A senseless murder like the movie theaters. A senseless murder like so many almost disasters on a daily basis that we hear about. Look what Jesus said in verse 2. Do you think these Galileans were worse sinners than the other Galileans because they suffered this way? Look what he says in verse 3. I tell you no. But unless you what? Repent. You will all likewise be cut off. That's what he's saying. He said, what about verse 4? The 18 whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think they were worse than everybody else that lived in Jerusalem? No, this was a natural disaster, like a tsunami, like a hurricane, like anything that we see all the time. So you think they're worse than anybody else? And so many of us, we look at people that get in disasters, get shot up and killed. We think, oh, what they do wrong. No, Jesus said, verse 5, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you too going to be cut off. This is the message of this parable, and this is the message of maturity. And God is telling us, you got to examine your own life. You got to look at what you do and what you don't do, and look at the fact that did you take, and are you taking the opportunity God gives you, and are you making the most out of them, or are you just being religious, or are you just coming just to come, and you just being a part, just to be a part? And God say, cut it off. He may not cut you off physically. He may not cut us off to where we die. or will he? But he sure will cut you off from your increase. He sure will cut you off from you getting to where you think you ought to be. He sure will cut you off from you maintaining and becoming what it is that you want to become. You worked all your life to get to this point. You worked all your life to get all this stuff. And God will say, I'm tired of it. He'll pull the cover off. Foreclosure. Repossession. And you want to know why? God cut us off. But I'm not coming to be Mr. the prophet of doom today. I'm not coming to the Debbie Downer on your new year. But if I'm not a man of God, and if I'm not a puppet, I'm a pastor. I'm not a performer, I'm a pastor. I'm not your friend. If I got to choose between being your friend and being your pastor, I'll take your pastor all day long. So let it be said today in your hearing today that what God have put us here to do, God have put us here not for me to get a job, not for me to get a car, not for me to get a wife, not for me to have money, but God put me here to get him some glory. Look at Revelation 4 and 11. That's what my life is about. To get God glory is to bear some fruit. To get God glory is for me to be everything that he wants me to be. Revelation 4:11 say, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created some things. No, he said, I created everything. Oh, let me tell you why you in the earth. You in the earth not to get married. You in the earth not to have children. You in the earth not to have 3.5 children and a 3-car garage and a nice picket fence and a little dog called Bow Wow. That's not why you're in the earth, but no, you're here. God said you are here for his pleasure. You are created for his glory. God have put us in the earth to bring him some glory and for us to produce some fruit. Oh yeah, Paul said in Ephesians 2:10, said I'm his workmanship. I've been created in him to do good works. My God, that's why I'm here. I'm here to find out where I can fit in the ministry. I'm here to see where can I plug in. Let me find my gift. Y'all heard them up here talking about outreach. Man, we fed over 1,400 people this year from our Matthew 25 to our outreach we do every fourth Saturday. We fed over 1,400 people this year with no grant, with no underwriting, with the faithful giving and the tithing of the people of God. You mean to tell me you can't come fix a sandwich? You can't come clean the dome? You can't come hold a sign? Oh my God, you love children. You won't sign up for the children ministry? Oh, you're very clerical. You're good clerical. You talk about my papers and say is misspelled and the words and all, and you don't sign up to help us and the admin. Come on here, I'm trying to find out, what can you do? What will you do? Do you find more help, or do you find more peace in your mind trying to avoid work and avoid doing something in the kingdom than you do volunteering your time and volunteering your talent? No. Oh, you wonder why you're depressed? Because you are not in the plan and the will of God. You wonder why things are not adding up? Because you're not in the plan and the will of God. Because you're not producing fruit. Oh my God, that's why we're lethargic. That's why we're lazy on the things of God. Because I can't get no satisfaction, and God won't let me get no satisfaction apart from him. But no, I'm here for his glory. I'm here to bring him honor. I'm here to bring him praise. I'm here to give him everything. My God, you don't got to pay me to do nothing. I'm here now, I preach for free. Oh, you don't got to pay me to pick up no trash. I pick it up for free. It's my most reasonable service. Y'all not helping me preach it here. I'm preaching this thing with you or without you. I'm trying to tell you that what Paul said. He said in Romans 12:2, he said, I present my body. Verse 1, I present my body as a living sacrifice. He said, one that's holy and acceptable unto God, which is my most reasonable servant. You don't ever got to pat me on the back. Pastor, you don't ever got to call my name. Pastor, you don't ever got to slip me no check. Oh, everything I do is because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he's faithful and he's so good to me. I don't know about you. I don't know what y'all were looking for today, but no, I'm looking for the fact that God, he brought me through January. He brought me through February. He brought me through March and April and May and June. And I'm so grateful it kept me all year long. And because it kept me all year long, I'm going to give him some praise. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to give it to you. Let me give it to you for 1 second. Because I hear the word. I hear the word of the Lord. Trying to say something to truth and love. I pray you will open up your ears. I pray you will open up your heart and you'll receive the word of the Lord. So we see the privilege of being planted. We see the production of the tree. We see the purpose
up the fig tree. Then we hear the Lord. The Lord say, cut it off. The Lord say, cut it down. The Lord say, no more mercy. The Lord say, no more grace. But I heard, I'm so grateful. And I thank God for the pardon for the tree. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. The owner said, cut it off. But I heard the vine dresser. I heard Jesus. Jesus said, leave it alone. In verse number 8, he answered him, said, sir, he said, let it alone. This year, also, all 2018, no fruit, no maturity. But I heard Jesus say, leave it alone for one more year. I don't know how you feel, but I'm so glad that I serve the God of another chance. That when I didn't produce, that when I didn't mature, that when I didn't develop, he said, I'm going to give you another chance. He said, I'm going to dig the ground around it. I'm going to put on some more dirt. I'm going to put some more manure. He said, I'm going to give it another chance. Come on, I'm looking for somebody that'll stop crying over this year. I'm looking for somebody that'll stop feeling bad and feeling sorry about where you are. I know you want more money. I know you want to be married. I know you want some children. But the Lord sent me to tell you, he getting ready to give you another year. He getting ready to give you another chance. I'm so glad that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad. Come on, help me, truth and love. If you're ready for me to close, come on, stand on your feet and put your hands together and help me close this sermon. Help me close this message. I'm glad for 2018. I'm glad for every mountain. I'm glad for every valley. But did you mature? I'm praying more. I'm worshiping more. I'm loving more. I'm soul winning more. Come on here, somebody. I'm looking for another chance, because the Lord, he gave me another chance. I heard Moses say in Psalm chapter 90, verse number 2, look what Moses said. He said, because Lord, you give me another chance. Because he said, Lord, because you're pulling me out. Moses said, Lord, teach me to number my days. Help me, Lord, to number my days. I want to do better in 2019. I want to love more in 2019. I want to give more in 2019. I want to serve more in 2019. I want to be everything that the Lord want me to be. For I was made to give him glory. I'm so glad that he will give me another chance. Give him some praise.
Listen to me. Listen, listen. I know this is a tough word, but you ought to want somebody in your life to challenge you. You ought to want somebody in your life not to lovingly. I tell people all the time, don't lovingly let me go to hell, but help me. This is why God doesn't cut us off. Give me my last scripture, Marcus. My last scripture, Second Peter chapter 3. Let's look at this. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but he is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but all should reach repentance. This is why God hasn't cut us off. That's why God haven't cut us down. Come on, 2018, not just a year that where you didn't produce. Some of us hadn't been producing the whole time we've been saved. We've been up and down. Some of us we're not even saved, because we never come out from among them and been separate from the things of this world. Some of us still trying to live a spiritual life with a carnal mind. It's impossible for you to live a spiritual life with a carnal mind. But no, you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only thing you can do that, only way you can do that, is you have to sit under the word of God. You have to be in a posture of worship. And God says, I don't want anybody to perish. That's why I'm going to cut you down. Because of the pardon, because of the intercessor. Hebrews 7:25 says he ever liveth to make intercession for us. He's praying for me. He's praying for you. That's why that bullet didn't get you. Because of the intercessor. That's why he didn't die in that car accident, because of the intercessor. That's why he didn't give you his number, because of the intercessor. Because if you would have got that number, you'd have wasted 5 years of your life. That's why she said no, because of the intercessor. I don't know about you. I'm going to make the most out of my opportunity. I heard Shakespeare say, I wasted time. Now does time waste me? Shakespeare said, I wasted time. Now time is wasting me. Don't waste no more time, beloved. Bear some fruit. Love, joy, patience, peace, long-suffering, fruit of praise and worship. So lift your hands. My soul that I can't contain. This ought to be your prayer. Control.
What's up, Jacksonville? This is Poetess Black Jewel, and I am here to share some exciting news about what's going on at Truth and Love Ministries, located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Now listen, we want you to save the date, Saturday, May 11th, 2019, for the official launch of Her Story, an empowering women's organization founded by our very own Pastor Camilla Nesbitt. The event will be held at Friday Musicale, located at 645 Oak Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. VIP admission includes dinner and a show. That's right, a show. Prepare to laugh, prepare to cry, prepare to be enlightened, prepare to be inspired, prepare to be empowered, prepare to change.